Item number two, permits projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Graham.
Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning.
As we have 12 page two items to present to you this morning, as the agenda indicates, these are those projects which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received and staff is recommending approval. Briefly, 2A, Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services requesting authorization to install 175 feet of gabion baskets in Pimmett Run and Falls Church. 2B, Scenic River Gulf LLC is requesting authorization to construct a temporary 48-foot by 36-foot road crossing, which will impact 1,728 feet of Tuscarora Creek adjacent to the Goose Creek Golf Course. We are recommending approval in this case, contingent on the payment of a royalty in the amount of $1,728, which would be for the encroachment over the state-owned Sebaquis bottom at a rate of $1 per square foot. 2C, Department of the Navy is requesting for a modification to their permit, which would include the installation of a 300-foot long by 3-foot wide sheet pile breakwater at the entrance to Pier 5 along the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. 2D, Hampton Roads Transit is requesting authorization to impact 8,354 square feet of state-owned bottom in Smith Creek, Holt Channel, Ohio Creek, Mosley Creek, Broad Creek, and Mill Creek. This is all in conjunction with the construction of the proposed Norfolk light rail system. 2E, Higgerson Buchanan is requesting authorization to dredge 13,700 cubic yards of state-owned material for the purpose of creating a basin 550 feet long by 130 feet wide to a maximum depth of minus 14 feet, as well as install one 7-pile cluster dolphin at their facility on the southern branch. In this case, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $6,165 for the dredging at the commission rate of 45 cents per cubic yard, and a $200 royalty for the encroachment of the dolphin at $2 per square foot. 2F, Ms. Linda Absalom is requesting authorization to install 586 feet of riprap, a maximum of the tow of which will extend 10 feet channelward of an existing bulkhead at her property along Linkhorn Bay in Virginia Beach. 2G, Rob Cortell is requesting authorization to construct two 25-foot by 100-foot breakwaters, one 25 by 150-foot breakwater, and to nourish those with 800 cubic yards of suitable sandy material as beach nourishment, as well as install two osprey nesting platforms at his property along Milford Haven. In this instance, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $550, which would be for the nourishment or the encroachment due to the nourishment over 11,000 square feet of state-owned land at 5 cents per square foot. 2H, City of Buena Vista is requesting authorization to replace an existing bridge with a 48-foot by 34-foot clear span bridge over Chalk Mine Run and install 100 feet of riprap stream stabilization within the city. 2I, Mead West Vaco Corporations requesting authorization to install 285 feet of riprap upstream and downstream of an existing low water bridge at their facility along the Jackson River in Allegheny County. 2J, Mr. Timothy McCulloch et al. Is requesting a modification to a previously issued permit which would allow for the extension of a 120-foot-long timber jetty an additional 30 feet at his property along the thoroughfare in York County. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $30 for that additional encroachment at 50 cents per square foot. 2K, Henrico County is requesting authorization to install a submerged waterline and sewer force main through with the directional drilling method. We need 25 feet of White Oak Swamp Creek. And finally, 2L, PAC Family Limited Partnerships requesting modification to an existing permit which would allow for the installation of a 6-foot by 20-foot aluminum gangway to connect two existing boardwalks at their marina, restaurant, hotel complex right along the Pagan River in the town of Smithfield. With that, I or any members of my staff would be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Do any of the members of the commission have any questions for staff? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience pro or con on the page two items that would like to be heard? Mr. Pack. Good morning.
Morning, Commissioner.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name and who you represent, please.
I'm Randy Pack. I represent Pack Family Limited Partnership and Smithfield Station this morning. I really don't have anything to present to you. I just wanted to make sure that we were clear on everything we want to do. We're trying to stay 100% compliant. We have a pretty big permit in front of you guys, and I just want to make sure we are honest with you and let you know everything that's going on. I'm here to answer any questions or concerns you may have.
Any questions from the commission for Mr. Pack? Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Page two items are before the commission for consideration and action.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve the page two items in block. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.